Keeping you up to the minute, NBC's Kelly O'Donnell just finished an interview with former Presidents Clinton and Bush, who are heading up the fundraising efforts for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Here is that interview in its entirety.
We all remember your partnership during the tsunami. With that experience, how will your approach change now that this crisis is at home? What do you hope to achieve?
Well, let me start, we hope to achieve the same thing. Encourage the outpouring of money and good wishes from the American people. And that's exactly what is happening and will happen. We are not in the operational business. We're not trying to tell somebody how to drain the streets of New Orleans. But what we are going to try to do is encourage the innate compassion of the American people by asking them to contribute to several things. Mainly, we're thinking of the funds being set up by the governors of each state. Red Cross money will keep coming in, as it should, but there are three organizations that in these three hard-hit states that we will be encouraging people to give to.
And we also are going to try to work with some big companies to get them to do some things, and we hope to be able to stagger these gifts over time. Unlike the tsunami countries, our country is able to pay for most of what needs to be done that will cost huge amounts of money. But still, the millions of people have been displaced here. In New Orleans, the poverty rate's about 30%. There are people that have no place to live. Right now, they're a long way from home. If they get a chance to go back to work, they're not even in a place where they can live close enough to get to work. So there will be a need for private donations here. And what we hope to do is to spread it out over enough time so that we can get the money where it needs to go. And these governor's funds seem to offer the best flexibility over the long run. Right now, the Red Cross and the Salvation Army and the Catholic Relief Charities, all these people are getting the water, the food, the basic needs of staying alive. But this thing, we got to stay with this for a while.
When we think of foreign aid, we usually think of the U.S. as a donor country. Do you believe this crisis will necessitate receiving funds from other countries?
I don't know if it will necessitate it, but I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get some help. I know the president just told us that the Europeans already changed the way they handle their oil allocations to get us some more gasoline because they realize that we have refineries shut down. That's a really kind thing. And he said that the Sri Lankan ambassador had offered to organize the tsunami countries in trying to give what they could back to poor people in America who were hurt. I mean, it's really touching. These countries have a very low per capita incomes, and they want to give something back because they see on the news that a lot of our people who were hurt were quite poor. So I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't get some help from other countries.
President Bush, back in 1992, a political year, you were criticized for not responding quickly enough to Hurricane Andrew.
I hated that criticism. It's so grossly unfair. Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Do you believe that experience is affecting this president and how he's responding?
Well, I think every president learns from every disaster, and this president is on top of this, and he's got a wonderful team on the ground, and we're going to stay out of their way in terms of evacuation and bringing in military forces. But I expect you learn from everything. I learned from my own experience in living through hurricanes when I was in the drilling business, and I expect President Clinton to learn from Hurricane Andrew and went on to others when he was president.
I think it's important for the American people to know, too, that there is an increasingly professional aspect to this. That is, after Andrew, we had the 500-year flood in the Mississippi. We had the Northridge earthquake. We've had all these natural disasters. They are increasing in frequency, not only in the United States, but around the world. And FEMA has been overhauled. It's dramatically improved its capacity to deal with things. And the same is true with others. So I think we're just getting better as we go along. And most of us don't see this as a political deal. This is a human issue that just has no political component one way or the other, to me at least.
About one-third of Louisiana and Mississippi's National Guard is deployed in Iraq or Afghanistan. Do you believe that is in any way compromising the Guard's ability to respond to this domestic need?
Definitively, no. It is not. There are plenty of troops, plenty of forces available. And they will be deployed in the best, most effective way. So I don't.
Now, if they need more people, they can get it from other places, too. I think the Missouri Guards are going down. I know, in my native state, Arkansas is next door to Louisiana. We always have a completely subscribed National Guard. We could give help. There are other states that would be happy to send people there if they need more people. I don't think it's a problem.
The president said that we should expect this temporary disruption in gas supplies. How high will gas prices go?
I couldn't begin to tell you.
I don't think we know. I think it'll vary from place to place, and it will depend on how quickly the either refineries get up and start refining oil again, or we get refined product from somewhere else. I do think it's important that the American people understand that this problem, particularly in the southeast or the south where the places have been hit, is somewhat divorced from the price of oil. This is about the crash of refinery capacity, although some of the oil rigs in the Gulf are down too. So we can't predict. No one knows. I think it's important that the government guard against price gouging, and the president says he's going to do that. We have a heavy responsibility there, but if there's less supply than demand, the price will go up until we get some more supply.
President Bush, President Clinton, thank you for your time.
Thank you.